Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Found out about punk. The Saigon Rolls.
All right, good afternoon. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for CITR, or on CITR, 101.9 FM, www.citr.ca online. And my name is Aaron, and I'm here till 1 o'clock as always. And yes, winter solstice, winter is upon us. So is Christmas, but we're not playing any Christmas tunes. I'm not going to be playing any today. I don't know, just not feeling very festive. But if you're feeling festive, you might want to check out a band called the Angry Snowmans. They're really good. I've been playing them on these past Christmas time shows on Generation Annihilation. But yeah, nonetheless, I got a good show for you. I played a band who will be playing here next year. Something to look forward to. February 22nd. Reagan Youth. I'm told there's not a lot of original members in the band, and the original singer passed away, Dave Insurgent. Yeah, and we heard a track going back to 1983, Degenerated. That's one of my favorite Reagan Youth songs. Reagan Youth from New York City. They only put out two full-length releases, and this came out on a posthumous live release after David passed away, and yeah, that track was going back to May 28th of 1983. So, yeah, Reagan Youth, and they'll be playing Funky Winker Beans February 22nd, star-studded lineup with Car 87, the old Derelicts, and Real Problems. So there you go. So yeah, into the show right now. We're going to get into some Oi stuff, some stuff that I discovered last week, which I'm particularly stoked on. This band, this is a band from the UK, and they're from Stoke Newington, North London. And this was recorded Christmas of last year, this demo. And this band is hard as nails. They're called Crown Court. And being as hard as nails, we're going to hear a track by them. And it's called Hammer a Nail here on Generation Annihilation.
Don't you spend the time with the drones? The light of the sun. it's Mickey Fitz and the Business. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. God bless you.
Said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dantry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotus Land Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR, and what did we start off with here? We started off with Crown Court out of London, England. Trouble from London was the name of the track. We heard a track called Hammer a Nail, and then we heard from a band called Duffy's Cut out of Philadelphia, and I kind of like that. Kind of a mix of soul and R&B, but yeah, pretty good. Good mod vibe there too, but I dig it. We followed with Victory from a band from the Midwest. They're from Minneapolis, and the name of the track we heard was called The Difference. And both Victory and Duffy's Cuts are on a record label called Oi the Boat Records. And we followed with Vancouver's Bishop's Green from their Pressure release. Track was called Gross and Net. And we followed with Join the Rejects. And they're an act. Where are they from? They're from Valencia. Yeah, singing in Spanish. Name of the track we heard was called Vegas Glorious. And it's on a record label. It's on a release called Your Place, and it's on vinyl for Boot Boy Records. So, check these bands out because they're all really good. And we're going to hear another band from the Land Down Under. These guys have kind of an Oi sound to them, but very probably a more hardcore sound as well. But nevertheless, here it is. Name of the band is called... what are they called? Reckless Aggression, and it's from a demo tape that came out 4 years ago, and I didn't discover it till last week. So here it is. Crank it up and enjoy. Yeah. All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR started things all off with Reckless Aggression from Australia, a track called Senseless Behavior, and that's off their 2010 demo tape. This band is done now. Members went on to do some other things, which the names escape me right now. I just found out about this band last week. But, yeah, 4 years after the fact, but never too late. Follow with Vacant State from their latest Chains. It's on Hardware Records. We heard a track called Hiding Out. Vacant State from Vancouver, BC. And then we heard from an act who is no more, 86 Mentality. I think they were from Baltimore, Maryland. I could be wrong. Why am I saying that? But I don't know. It's off their Life Trap 7-inch. Heard of the title track. And we followed with Vancouver Snob from the title track of their 7-inch, Exploit Me. And this one is on Hardware Records as well. And we ended that set off with a request from the 1984 EP from Svart Framtid out of Norway. We heard a track called Drick Megful. Yeah, kind of dug that track. That one is going out to the folks. And he's on this radio show sometimes. It's been a while. He's also playing in a new band called Despair. And we're going to hear an act who they played with last week who came all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. The band is called Paradox. And this is a track called The Constant Grip. Here we go.
We'll be right back. be scared to death to death. An innocent animal to watch your free. On the murder goes. No one stops it, no one cares.
Long-term supporter of the Rickshaw Theater, this quarter lives.
Your
favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater, check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
So hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Generation Annihilation on CITR, and we started that set all off with Paradox from an EP called Strangulation. Name of the track was called The Constant Grip, and they played here last Monday. Took you back to the 90s with some Hell Crusher, and the set before that, On and On was the name of the track. And yeah, this is on a very recent vinyl reissue of some EPs and outtakes by this band, which was around for, I believe, most of the 90s. Yeah, they were around in a time when some bands weren't putting out anything too good, but they came around and put out some awesome stuff. I'd say they're on par with the Verruckers and Discharge. Yeah, just awesome. Followed with Sacrilege from another track from their It's Time to Face the Reaper double demos LP on Havoc Records. We heard a track called Blind Acceptance. And we followed with an act from Belgium who played here a few weekends ago at the Black Lab called Visions of War. And yeah, they're really ripping. That was a track from the Kings of Swines release on Agipunk Records. The track we heard was called Black Bile. And we're going to hear some tracks right now who feature a guitar player who got a little bit older today. I'm talking about Carl Morris in the UK. He's 54, so happy birthday, Carl. Yeah, he's played in a bunch of bands who we're going to hear, over the years. He's had his own bands. He's in a band right now called Billy Club that have been going a while. He's also played in Broken Bones, UK Subs. Who else has he played in? The Exploited, yes, very notably. But we're going to hear a track from his first band, and they're called Extracts, and this is a track called Aftermath. Here we go.
brought you here from the Exploited, listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101 FM in Vancouver.
On CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
Smash it up, smash it up, smash it up, smash it up.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursdays 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation, and we heard four tracks featuring the fine guitar work of Carl Morris out of the UK, who turned 54 today. We start off with Extracts, and that's a track going back to, I'm going to say 83. It's from a Pax Records compilation called Punk's Dead, Nah Mate, It's Just Stomach in Your Underpants. The track we heard was called Aftermath. And then we heard a track from The Exploited. He was The Exploited's second guitar player after Big John. And he played on this album. The track we heard was called Don't Forget the Chaos. And he did some extensive touring with The Exploited as well. And then we followed with UK Subs, who he was a part of for a while and who he played on that recording for. That was going back to 1991 in Bristol, England. Track called Emotional Blackmail. And we followed with his band that's current and still going after about a good, 20 years. Billy Club, Smash It Up from the No Justice release. And he's 54 and he's rocking as hard as ever. And I think he was playing in Broken Bones Moonlighting as well very recently. So, about time for me to get out of here. We got Power Chord coming up next. Merry Christmas to you all. Happy solstice. Talk to you next week. And we're going to leave you with one more. This is an act from Hamilton, Ontario. They're called Artificial Dissemination. It's from a 7-inch of theirs. And this is a track called Hated. Here we go.
Little piggy need shit. Little piggy use stuff. Little piggy got a gun. Little piggy want what? Little piggy.